The core theme is the establishment of the Sabbath year, the year of Jubilee, and the covenant blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience given by the Lord to Moses at Mount Sinai for the Israelites entering the land. The main characters are the Lord and Moses, who is to convey these laws to the people with provisions affecting all Israelites, their relatives, the poor, and servants. The context is, the Israelites anticipated life in the land of Canaan following the exodus from Egypt. The Lord instructs Moses to command that the land observe a Sabbath rest every seventh year, during which sowing, pruning, and reaping are prohibited, with the land's yield becoming communal food. After seven cycles of Sabbath years, the 50th year is consecrated as a jubilee proclaimed by trumpet on the Day of Atonement. Liberty is proclaimed and all return to their ancestral property. Land sales are to be priced according to the years remaining until the jubilee, when the land reverts because the land belongs to God. Provisions are made for redeeming sold property through a relative or by the original owner if they prosper. If not redeemed, the property returns in the jubilee. Rules distinguish houses in walled cities which can be permanently sold from houses in villages and Levitical property, which are redeemable and return in the jubilee. Israelites who become poor are to be supported without interest, and fellow Israelites who sell themselves as servants are to be treated as hired workers and released in the jubilee, not as slaves, for they are God's servants. Foreigners may be held as permanent slaves. The Lord then details blessings for obedience, including agricultural abundance, peace, victory, and God's presence. Curses for disobedience are progressively severe, including disease, crop failure, defeat, famine, wild animals, siege, cannibalism, destruction of sanctuaries, exile, and the land finally enjoying its missed Sabbaths. A final provision states that if the exiled confess, God will remember the covenant with the patriarchs. The trajectory moves from the specific socioeconomic and agricultural laws designed for life in the land to the ultimate covenant consequences of exile for disobedience, culminating in the promise of remembrance upon repentance. This establishes a cyclical pattern of land rest, redemption, and release, framed by the ultimate sanctions of blessing and curse, positioning these laws as central to Israel's identity and their tenure in the land under their covenant God.